Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Monday. This is Brother Nate, another God's Word to Man broadcast. And I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given us the opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. I thank God for all you that are listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to this broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. If you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us at the email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com. It's GODSWRD, the number 2, MAN at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're giving to you. Praise be to God. So this is a blessed Monday. We are having a 30-minute broadcast today. It's my brother Robert, and myself as we continue on in the series here about the original setup, The Way Part 3, as we have been talking to you about the work of the Lord Jesus Christ in these last days, referred to as the restitution and restoration of all things. And we're going to what Christ originally set up first, that you may understand what has to be restored, why is there a need for it to be restored. And therefore, this is what we're doing now as we go on further and further into this series. This is a very broad series. It has different parts that you have seen, but amen, it is all worth it. And now I'm just waiting for my brother to come on, as he come on and join me for this 30-minute broadcast. Once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ for such an opportunity as this to be able to do this. I am very humble that God has opened such a door that we'll be able to do this. And I want to thank God for all of you who have been praying for us while we've been on this broadcast. Amen. Because once again, the devil's not going to lay down and just want us, you know, just waltz on in with the gospel. Hey, he's going to put up some resistance. But remember, he's the defeated foe. Amen. So I thank God for all of you that have been praying for us, pleading the blood over us in Jesus' name. Now I'm going to pass my brother on here. God bless you, brother.
God bless you. How are you today?
Once again, blessed. Thank God for you, brother. Another good opportunity. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, thank God for that. And thank God for the broadcast and the chance that God has given us to give the word of God out today. Amen. And another great thing, brother, is that we get a chance to provide some more pain to that devil. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We continue
Amen.
To give him a headache. Amen. where there's no remedy or cure for his headache. Praise be to God.
Amen.
So, thank God for this day. And what I'm going to do for all of you that's listening, we're going to get ready to go into the lesson. I'm going to let my brother open up with prayer, and then we will go into the Word of God. Go ahead, brother.
Heavenly Father, Lord God, we invite you in, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We invite your Holy Spirit in, Lord Jesus, to give us, Lord God, light, illumination, understanding, Lord God, wisdom, O Lord God, of your word. Lord Jesus, hallelujah, make us to understand by your Holy Spirit, O Lord God, as we yield our ears, our hearts, our souls, our spirits to you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah,
yes,
that you may plant seed of your word in our hearts, in Jesus Christ's
yes,
holy righteous name. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Thank God for the word of God today. Those of you that are listening, we are on the original setup, The Way. We are doing part 3. For those of you that are first-time listeners, I want to encourage you to go back and listen to parts 2 and 1 and other sections concerning this series that we've been doing. Amen. The beautiful thing about Blog Talk Radio, it does record the lessons, the sermons, the messages we do, and therefore you can be caught up to speed. So I'm going to let my brother start it off here as he goes to the Word of God with you as we continue on in this series about the original setup, The Way, Part 3. Go ahead, brother.
Amen. Glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Father, for your word. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
You know, we have a question that we have about Christ should be how to enter the kingdom of heaven, okay? How do we enter it, okay? And those are questions that the scriptures answer, okay, that we are trying to give to you, okay, in these words that we are giving to you, okay? We're trying to tell you of the gift of God's word, okay, and how great it is, okay? A lot of people don't understand that the kingdom of heaven was set up by Christ, okay? And when Christ set his kingdom up, that's the way he wanted it to be, okay? He didn't want nobody to change it. He didn't want somebody to change it. He didn't want want organizations to change it. He didn't want the people in the church to change it, okay? God adds what he wants to his church, okay? That's him, okay?
Amen.
But man can't do that, you know? We can't add to God's kingdom, okay? You know,
Amen.
Because we don't have the wisdom. We don't have the understanding. We don't have nothing. We don't have the foresight or anything, okay? And God knows what he's doing, okay?
Amen.
So, hallelujah. Let's go, we're going to go to Matthew 4th chapter, 17th verse, okay?
Amen.
And it's a little example here.
We're going to Matthew chapter 4, and we're going to verse 17. Those of you listening, if you have your Bibles, hey, follow us in the Word. Once again, my brother and I, we do not come on the broadcast and say, hey, don't you turn in that Bible. Just listen to what we say and just believe it because we said it, okay? We want you to follow it. We're not trying to do nothing hideous, amen? We are just trying to get the Word of God out to you, amen? So, brother, you said Matthew chapter 4, verse 17, right?
Yes.
Okay, Matthew chapter 4, verse 17. The Word of God said, from that time Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him. And going on from thence, he saw other two brethren, James the son of Zebedee and John his brother, in a ship with Zebedee their father, mending their nets, and he called them. And they immediately left the ship and their father and followed him. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria. Stop there.
Yes. Okay. Do you see that example of how the Lord said, okay, Jesus not only is preaching, okay, he's not only preaching the gospel, okay, but he's teaching the gospel, okay, and he taught his 12 the word of God, okay, but before he taught his disciples anything, he had to choose them, right?
Amen.
So Christ is there, he's choosing his disciples, okay, and he chose Peter, okay, in the 18th verse, he chooses Peter, okay, and Andrew, okay, he saw them casting their net in the sea because they were fishermen, okay. And so he said, Jesus came and he says in the 19th verse, and he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Is that not simple?
Amen.
How simple is it, okay? And Lord, Jesus came by, saw them fishing, he says, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway, the 20th verse says, and they straightway left their nets and followed him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. This was their livelihood, okay? This was their job, okay? This was their support for their families, okay? But they found themselves following Jesus simply because Jesus said, follow me.
Amen. Amen.
Is that the example of Jesus, huh? Is that the example that Jesus gave, okay? Did Jesus tell them, okay, if you come with me, I'm going to give you $15,000 every year. Did Jesus tell him he's going to give them a big purse, you know, that they're going to have lots of money, okay? Did Jesus tell them they're going to be prosperous? Did Jesus say that?
No, he didn't.
Well, did these men ever get rich?
Huh? No, not with it. Not. Oh, no.
They didn't get rich.
They went after the financial rich.
They didn't, did they? They was rich in other things, but they wasn't rich in financially, okay? Now, if these apostles, excuse me for saying this, okay? If these apostles was not rich, okay, well, why do we have people running around saying that God meant for everybody to be old, to be here, he wants you to plant a seed over here with me, and they want you to plant seeds, and their whole ministry is based on planting a seed, okay? With they got, God said, if you don't send that $1,000 in, you're going to die.
Yeah.
That's not God's word, okay? Now, they say that, you know, and some of it's true, okay, that God will bless you, okay, for planting the seed, okay? Hallelujah, that's true. But you ain't supposed to have the whole ministry based on that, okay? That's all your whole ministry. You know, your whole ministry is based on people sending you money so they can plant a seed so they can be blessed.
Yeah.
So they can receive financial stability. That ain't the word of God. Jesus Christ didn't come doing that, okay? And I don't think we're supposed to be doing it either. Because that's not the example that was set in the beginning, okay? But Jesus Christ, he picked these men, he chose these men, okay, and these men just followed him. That's amazing to me, huh?
Amen.
That's amazing that these men just, Jesus said, follow me, and they dropped their nets. Okay. Okay, all right.
Okay. Amen.
That's amazing. You have to admit that's amazing. And he and every one of his disciples, he did that same thing. He told them to follow me. Matthew, he was a tax collector, right? And you know how shifty they are, right? About one thing, money. This man dropped what he was doing and followed Jesus.
Amen.
You know, it got to be amazing. And then these men, later on, they laid down their lives for Jesus, okay? They was martyred for Jesus, okay? They were slain for Jesus. Glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. That's the example of the word.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Jesus didn't tell somebody, follow me, and I'm going to make sure you got two refrigerators full of food, and I'll make sure you got a big old house, and I'll make sure you got two cars, okay, maybe a couple of fur coats, okay, all the suits that you want.
Amen.
Everything. You ain't going to have no trouble. You ain't never going to have no troubles no more, okay, because once you join, that's your trouble just beginning when you come to Christ. I love the Lord, okay? But the truth of the example is there, okay, in the scriptures, okay? Jesus told his disciples, he said, they persecuted me, they're going to persecute you, okay? If they hear my word, they're going to hear your words, okay? And that's still true still to this day, okay? And we still walk around like we blind and like the world ain't the world, okay? And we accept this world on face value the way it is, okay? We say, oh, everything's all right. It's better. It's getting better. No, it's not better. The world, you know, since the time of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, since the time he was walking on the earth, okay, many, many bad things have been happening to the earth, okay? But not only that, people have gotten worse in their sins, okay? More
Amen.
Wickeder. People done got more wickeder than they ever was, okay? You know, if you really look at all of the cities, okay, that's in the United States of America, United States of America alone, okay, how wicked they are, okay?
Amen.
How they are like Sodom and Gomorrah. And not only are they
Amen.
Like Sodom and Gomorrah, people have said, now you have the right to do and be like Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah.
See, the law has said to them, you got the right to be a sodomite.
My Lord, yeah. Amen.
You got a right to be
Amen.
A sodomite. You got a right to be a lesbian. You got a right to abort your children, okay? And then they give it nice little phrases, okay? You know, I was listening to somebody today, and they were talking about how they change words, okay? And how they try to make them nice and politically correct, okay? Okay, the word they
right.
try to make all the words correct. They don't say abortion, okay? They use another word, okay? You know, that you have to find a dictionary to find out what that word means, okay?
Amen. Amen.
That's the kind of word you live in now, okay? So now Jesus Christ is here, okay, and he's choosing his 12 disciples, okay? And he just says, follow me. Hallelujah. Glory to. And this example, okay, is straight through the Bible, okay, straight through the Gospels, okay, and all the other apostles followed Jesus Christ in the same manner. Jesus said, "Follow me." Jesus Christ didn't hypnotize them.
Amen.
Jesus
Amen.
Christ didn't hypnotize
Amen.
Them. No, he didn't mesmerize them. Okay, you know, he didn't put no hoodoo on them. You know, Jesus Christ didn't override their senses, okay? No, Jesus Christ just said, follow me. And
Amen.
They heard his voice. They heard the voice of Jesus. They heard the voice of the Lord, okay? And they followed him, okay? Thank you, Lord
Amen.
Jesus. Okay? I'm going to give it back to my brother right here. I just want to give you that little example there, okay?
Amen.
It's written in the scriptures,
Amen.
Okay, about how we come to Christ, okay? Christ will call us the same way, okay? He will call you the same way. He will call your name, and all you have to do is answer him when he calls you. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank God for the word, dear brother. And you're right, Jesus went about, and he called his disciples. I want to add to that, if we could look in John chapter 3 and set something on this verse for a minute, because for all you listening, we will have a part 4, Lord say the same tomorrow, as we discuss the original setup, the way. In John chapter 3, and just to come along with what my brother is saying of what Jesus chose, okay, in the original setup. In John chapter 3, in verses 1 to verse 5, it said, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. That's interesting. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Well, if y'all know that, why you fight? But anyhow, Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And as my brother was saying, Jesus went about choosing his disciples. He set the way also to enter into the kingdom. Jesus set this way. Notice that in his conversation with Nicodemus, after Jesus made such a statement, he didn't ask Nicodemus, say, what do you think about it? Nicodemus, would you go back to your boys and y'all pass a rule on it? How do y'all vote on it? It was none of that, okay? In fact,
amen.
Nicodemus, in his talk, Nicodemus actually reveals something, okay? When he said, we know, not we think. We know thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Now, that's interesting. So Nicodemus said, we know this. Now, remember, the group he was among considered themselves to be, quote, holy. So if you know something is from God, why are you fighting?
Amen.
That's interesting. If you know it's from God, I mean, like I said, Nicodemus revealed something there. It wasn't that he said, we know this, but you're still fighting it. And see, that's what's happening in many of the churches. Christ has set the way to enter to the kingdom. And man, many of them, it ain't that they are ignorant. Some of them know this is the way. But they still fighting. Why? Because of my desire to have more money in the church, to have more bodies in the church. And I know if I tell them the whole truth of how to enter to the kingdom, I know I can tell my spirit that some of them ain't going to want to do it. And if that happens, then I won't get their membership. Okay? Well, we're just being honest about it. Ain't no need us, you know, sugarcoating it and playing no game with it. Okay? Christ set the way. He said, accept a man. And when he said accept a man, that was any color or any gender. He said, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom. And instead of us laying down that message, that way that Jesus Christ himself chose, as my brother said, like he chose his disciples, he chose and originally set up the way for anyone to enter the kingdom. And instead of us standing on it and laying that down, because of, quote, whatever church we in, stuff like that, we coming up with our bylaws and we sidetrack it. So, hey, if you got drunk to the fullest Saturday night and you come Sunday morning and say you just want to be the member of the church, hey, we got you. Okay? We might throw the little message of you got to be born again, but we're going to hurry up and rush through it because we know that might scare you off. Okay? So, that being the case, we're going to dump you in the water and make you wet. And we're going to tell you how you are a member. And we're going to have the whole church saying, amen, praise God. And we are not more concerned about your heart being converted to Christ than a dog is a cat. Okay? Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that's amazing that Nicodemus said, we know you are a teacher that come from God. He said, we know this. And for him to say that, they have to have discussion about it. Okay? Glory to God. I sense the Holy Ghost behind that, brother. I sense the Holy Ghost behind that. And that's the word of Ashita. And there's people that know the way. They listen, everybody's not ignorant of these things. There are people that know the way, but you're still fighting. Because man has become more important to you than the way of God. Amen. Now, we're supposed to be concerned about souls. Don't get me wrong. But we aren't supposed to put souls over God's way. God's way has to be the primary way, okay? Glory to God. So, Lord, say the same tomorrow. We're going to continue with part four, original setup, the way, part four, and I'm going to let my brother here offer up a closing prayer.
Hallelujah. Blessed be the Lamb. Oh, Lord God, bless and sanctify all the ears, the eyes, Lord God, the minds, the souls, the spirits, oh Lord God, to those that are listening to this program,
yes,
Lord God. Bless them, Lord Jesus, with spiritual understanding, spiritual light, spiritual illumination, oh
yes,
Lord God. Father, bring them, Lord Jesus, all the way, Lord God, to your salvation, to your repentance and brokenness, oh Lord God. Lord God, hallelujah. Hallelujah,
yes, Lord
Jesus. Surround their hearts, oh Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, with this word, oh Lord God. Hallelujah. Impress their mind, Lord God, with this word, oh Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord
Jesus.
Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Stir them up, Lord God. Stir them up to conviction, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Break them, oh Lord God, upon your word, oh Lord God. And Lord God, and bring them, Lord God, to you, Lord Jesus, in your mighty name. Lord God, and for all those, Lord God, that, hallelujah, that are your people, Lord God, that have called this man, oh Lord God, let them be blessed, Lord God, with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ. Bless them, Lord God, with strength. Lord God, bless your church, oh Lord God, hallelujah, in China, Lord God, in Russia, Lord God, Romania, Lord God, hallelujah, in Afghanistan, Lord God, bless your church, oh Lord God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, in all the places, oh Lord God, that the Communist Party, hallelujah, has, hallelujah, in their grips, Lord Jesus. Lord God, bless them, Lord Jesus. Bless them, Lord God, hallelujah, inspire their enemies, Lord God, and give them power over their enemies, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, give them power to tread upon the enemy, to tread upon the serpent, the lion.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, the young lion. Hallelujah, the dragon, Lord God, and the adder, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, touch their hearts. Hallelujah, and bring them to you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise be to God. Thank God for another blessed broadcast. Brother, it definitely was a blessed broadcast. I mean, each one we've been doing has been a blessed broadcast, and I thank God for it. I want to say, to those of you that are listening, don't forget Brother Emmanuel Murphy, come on at 7 o'clock, which will be in about 30 minutes. And I want to say it to you, listen to the broadcast that he's going to do. Once again, as for my brother, Brother Robert Gross, this is Brother Nathaniel Hunt. Lord, say the same tomorrow. We're coming with the original setup, The Way Part 4. We love you all. May God bless you and may God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless, brother.
Amen.
God, make me more.